your Bibles to Genesis, the first book of Moses. Yes, of Moses, Genesis chapter 31. Genesis chapter 31, verse 1. Hear now the very words of God. And he heard the words of Laban's sons, saying, Jacob hath taken away all that was our father's, and of that which was our father's hath he gotten all this glory. And Jacob beheld the countenance of Laban, and behold, it was not toward him as before. And the Lord said unto Jacob, Return unto the land of thy fathers, and to thy kindred, and I will be with thee. And Jacob sent and called Rachel and Leah to the field unto his flock, and said unto them, I see your father's countenance, that it is not toward me as before, but the God of my father hath been with me. And ye know that with all my power I have served your father, and your father hath deceived me and changed my wages 10 times, but God suffered him not to hurt me. And he said thus, The speckled shall be thy wages. I'm sorry, if he said thus, the speckled shall be thy wages, then all the cattle bear speckled. And if he said thus, the ringstraked shall be thy hire, then bear all the cattle ringstraked. Thus God hath taken away the cattle of your father and given them to me. And it came to pass at the time that the cattle conceived that I lifted up mine eyes and saw in a dream, and behold, the rams which leaped upon the cattle were ringstraked, speckled, and grizzled. And the angel of God spake unto me in a dream, saying, Jacob. And I said, Here am I. And he said, Lift up now thine eyes, and see, all the rams which leap upon the cattle are ringstraked, speckled, and grizzled, for I have seen all that Laban doeth unto thee. I am the God of Bethel, where thou anointedst the pillar, and where thou vowedst a vow unto me. Now arise, get thee out of this land, and return to the land of thy kindred. And Rachel and Leah answered, and said unto him, Is there yet any portion or inheritance for us in our father's house? Are we not counted of him as strangers? For he hath sold us, and hath quite devoured also our money. For all the riches which God hath taken from our father, that is ours, and our children's, now then, whatsoever God hath said unto thee, do. Then Jacob rose up, and set his sons and his wives upon camels. And he carried away all his cattle, and all his goods, which he had gotten, the cattle of his getting, which he had gotten in Paddan Aram, for to go to Isaac his father in the land of Canaan. And Laban went to shear his sheep, and Rachel had stolen the images that were her father's. And Jacob stole away unawares to Laban the Syrian, in that he told him not that he fled. So he fled with all that he had, and he rose up and passed over the river and set his face toward the Mount Gilead. And it was told Laban on the third day that Jacob was fled, and he took his brethren with him and pursued after him 7 days' journey, and they overtook him in the Mount Gilead. And God came to Laban the Syrian in a dream by night and said unto him, Take heed that thou speak not to Jacob either good or bad. Then Laban overtook Jacob. Now Jacob had pitched his tent in the mount, and Laban with his brethren pitched in the Mount of Gilead. And Laban said to Jacob, What hast thou done, that thou hast stolen away unawares to me, and carried away my daughters as captives taken with the sword? Wherefore didst thou flee away secretly, and steal away from me, and didst not tell me, that I might have sent thee away with mirth, and with songs, with tabret, and with harp? And hast not suffered me to kiss my sons and my daughters? Thou hast now done foolishly in so doing. It is in the power of my hand to do you hurt. But the God of your father spake unto me yesternight, saying, Take thou heed that thou speak not to Jacob either good or bad. And now, though thou wouldest needs be gone, because thou sore longest after thy father's house, yet wherefore hast thou stolen my gods? And Jacob answered and said unto Laban, Because I was afraid, for I said, Peradventure thou wouldest take by force thy daughters from me. With whomsoever thou findest thy gods, let him not live. Before our brethren discern thou what is thine with me, and take it to thee. For Jacob knew not that Rachel had stolen them. And Laban went into Jacob's tent, and into Leah's tent, and into the two maidservants' tents, but he found them not. Then went he out of Leah's tent and entered into Rachel's tent. Now Rachel had taken the images and put them in the camel's furniture and sat upon them. And Laban searched all the tent, but found them not. And she said to her father, "Let it not displease my lord that I cannot rise up before thee, for the custom of women is upon me." And he searched, but found not the images. And Jacob was wroth and chode with Laban. And Jacob answered and said to Laban, "What is my trespass? What is my sin that thou hast so hotly pursued after me? Whereas thou hast searched all my stuff, what hast thou found of all thy household stuff? Set it here before my brethren and thy brethren, that they may judge betwixt us both. This 20 years have I been with thee. Thy ewes and thy she-goats have not cast their young, and the rams of thy flock have I not eaten. That which was torn of beasts I brought not unto thee. I bear the loss of it. Of my hand didst thou require it, whether stolen by day or stolen by night. Thus I was. In the day the drought consumed me, and the frost by night, and my sleep departed from mine eyes. Thus have I been 20 years in thy house. I served thee 14 years for thy two daughters, and 6 years for thy cattle, thou hast changed my wages 10 times. Except the God of my father, the God of Abraham, and the fear of Isaac had been with me, surely thou hadst sent me away now empty, but God hath seen mine affliction and the labor of my hands, and rebuked thee yesternight." And Laban answered and said unto Jacob, "These daughters are my daughters, and these children are my children, and these cattle are my cattle, and all that thou seest is mine. And what can I do this day unto these my daughters, or unto their children which they have borne? Now therefore come thou, let us make a covenant, I and thou, and let it be for a witness between me and thee." And Jacob took a stone and set it up for a pillar. And Jacob said unto his brethren, "Gather stones." And they took stones and made an heap, and they did eat there upon the heap. And Laban called it Jagar Shadutha, but Jacob called it Galeed. And Laban said, "This heap is a witness between me and thee this day." Therefore was the name of it called Galeed and Mizpah. For he said, "The Lord watch between me and thee when we are absent one from another. If thou shalt afflict my daughters, or if thou shalt take other wives besides my daughters, no man is with us. See, God is witness betwixt me and thee." And Laban said unto Jacob, "Behold this heap, and behold this pillar, which I have cast betwixt me and thee. This heap be witness, and this pillar be witness, that I will not pass over this heap to thee, and that thou shalt not pass over this heap and this pillar unto me for harm. The God of Abraham, and the God of Nahor, the God of their father, judge betwixt us." And Jacob sware by the fear of his father Isaac. Then Jacob offered sacrifice upon the mount, and called his brethren to eat bread. And they did eat bread, and tarried all night in the mount. And early in the morning Laban rose up, and kissed his sons and his daughters, and blessed them. And Laban departed, and returned unto his place. May God add his blessing to the reading and hearing of his word. You didn't know that the Bible was full of action and adventure stories, did you? So, we have, we could spend maybe, if I took it easy, 3 hours on this chapter. But let's briefly, because we all want to hear what Dr. Crampton has to say, so let's not pinch Dr. Crampton's sermon time. Let's just simply say a few things about this chapter. Number one, the greed of the wicked shall not prosper. The greed of the wicked shall not prosper. What did Laban think to do to Jacob? Changing his wages 10 times, requiring of him all the torn of the flock, taking it out of Jacob's flock rather than out of his own flock. What did Laban think he would do to Jacob by requiring all of these evil exactions upon their agreement? Jacob thought he would make himself rich and impoverish. Laban thought he would make himself rich and impoverish Jacob. Rather, the God of Jacob preserved his wealth and undermined Laban's wealth, so that in the day that Jacob leaves him, Laban looks around and says, "I'm broke." God had completely taken all of Laban's riches away from him and had given them unto Jacob, because Jacob was a faithful man in his calling. There were a couple of times when it said in this passage, the fear of Isaac. You know, that could be a confusing phrase if you're not paying attention. The fear of Isaac means that which Isaac feared, meaning the Lord Jehovah. Not that Jacob feared the memory of his father, or there was some sort of paternal worship going on there. But the fear of Isaac is none other than Jehovah God Himself. And so Jacob says, it's time for us to go. The God of my fathers has appeared unto me. Of course, we know from the last chapter that Jacob, being a man who was mindful of the covenant of God that was upon him, as soon as he perceived that his covenant child was born, Joseph, of what he perceived to be his covenant wife, Rachel, he said what? Now it's time to go home. Well, God confirms that to him in a dream while he is out in his calling. That's instructive. The Lord speaks to him while he's in his calling, not while he's in his retreat. In other words, gentlemen, ladies, children, be about your callings. The Lord is able, in the midst of your callings, to strengthen you, to teach you, to cause you to understand His ways. It is not necessary to go to have the mountaintop experience, to have the retreat of Ignatius Loyola or other Roman Catholic or other mystics. You will not find God in your mystical approach to Him. You will find Him in the working out of the daily activities that He's given you to do. And God speaks to Jacob in the midst of his calling. Your calling is a precious thing in the Lord. Don't think that there are super saints who have holy callings. Brethren, ladies, yours is a holy calling, if it is done Coram Deo, before the Lord. And so Jacob, tending sheep before the Lord, is blessed and enriched by his diligence, by the Lord blessing him. Now, it is not a quid pro quo. We do not serve God in order to be served by Him. We serve God because it is our duty to do so, and we wait upon His rewards. So then, Jacob departs, and if you notice, what did Laban's daughters say? Rachel and Leah answered and said, verse 14, is there any portion or inheritance for us in our father's house? Are we not counted by him as strangers? He hath sold us and hath quite devoured also our money. He's broke. Laban thought he was going to enrich himself by taking advantage of Jacob. You remember what Laban said before? He said, well, I've noticed that the Lord blesses me because you're around. And so, I'm going to keep you around. But then Laban became discontented with that and decided that by avarice and greed that he was going to reach upon Jacob's stuff. But the Lord protected Jacob. So then they depart. And we might say they depart in haste. But Laban drives faster than Jacob, and he overtakes him in the mount. And so, we have this interesting scene between Jacob and Laban. Two, if you will, titans in their day, arguing and fussing with one another over the possession of all that they see. God had rightly given it all to Jacob. And yet Laban says, I'm looking around here, and everything I see is mine. The sheep, the cattle, the kids, the wives, it's all mine. What are you doing with it? That's his implication. Oh, but the Lord has given it to Jacob. Jacob says, what did I do? If your father said, all the spotted will be yours, the Lord caused them to bring forth spotted sheep. And so then we have the searching of Laban for the teraphim. Of course, this speaks against Rachel, doesn't it? Speaks against Rachel in a few ways, but that she would even begin to take teraphim with her on the journey home to the land of promise, the land of Jehovah. Shameful. Shameful. brothers and sisters, leave your idols behind. Don't bring them with you. You've come into a new country. You belong to Jesus Christ. You're His subjects. Leave your idols behind. So then, we see, and we have heard some, I think what we have heard on this passage lately has been a misinterpretation. I don't think we have a principle here where there is the principle of the removed woman, the woman who is nidah, and so she is pressed out of the congregation of the righteous or of the family or of any relation at all during the time of her being menstruous, and that's why we have the separate tents. Rather, we see that Laban doesn't care what her state is. He's rummaging through all her stuff. He has no concept of that. But the images are not found. And so Jacob makes his defense. And the defense that he makes is that he has been diligent in all of his labors before Laban. Can you say that in your labors? We must understand that Jacob's work, his calling, what he undertook those 20 years under nasty Uncle Laban, that not one time do we read in this passage that Jacob did something that was dishonest. He never stole from Laban. He never worked anything than less than his best for Laban. Do you remember what he said? And ye know, verse 6, can you say this? And ye know that with all my power I have served your father. Some of you have jobs outside the home. Are you serving your employers, your customers, with all your power? Some of you have jobs inside the home. Are you serving with all your power? Some of you are children and you work, you do the chores that your parents have assigned you. Are you working with all your power? You know that's your duty. There is only one standard, one minimum standard. You know what that is? All your power. Do your best. What a confession that Jacob makes here. Is it your confession in your calling? I believe that because Jacob did labor with all of his power, God was pleased to bless him in his calling. That God blessed him greatly, not only because he was diligent in his calling, also because he was the great patriarch and was about to go back and he needed some stuff to bribe Esau. We'll see in the next chapter. And God granted him everything he needed to do that. That's no trouble with the Lord, to bless by many or to bless by few, to bless by a lot or to bless by a little. If he has you abounding or if he has you abased, know this, that you have great riches in Christ, no matter what your outward state is. Be diligent. Serve with all your power. That's the lesson of Jacob and Laban here. And then we see, finally, the greed of Laban yet again, where he looks around after Jacob makes his defense and he says, you know, all that you've just said, everything I see here is mine. Is that what you see when you look around? Either that which is yours or that which ought to be yours? Are you covetous and greedy? Have you restrained your passions for owning stuff, having stuff, getting stuff? Or are you what the New Testament calls a have more, must have more, covetous? Remember that your life, Jesus says, your life consists not in the things that you have. And if you have been unfaithful in unrighteous mammon, notice what Jesus says. Who will commit to your charge what? True riches. There is such a thing as riches that you cannot hold in your hand, cannot behold with your eyes, you cannot put in your pocket, wallet, or purse. Those are the riches for which we must strive. And Jacob was, I believe, indeed, striving for those throughout his entire time with Laban. So then they set up a stone of witness or a memorial stone. They construct a memorial. Have you heard that term before? Constructed a memorial. Yes, it is good to construct memorials. Many times the children of Israel set up stones. You remember Ed, don't you? right? Ed was the stone that the children of Israel, the Transjordanic tribes, set up on that side Jordan. And when the nine tribes or the 10.5 tribes saw it, what did they say? They've gone off into idolatry, every man to his sword and to his bow. And so they would march across Jordan and tear down that idol that they thought they had erected. And the children of the Transjordanic tribe said what? They said, oh, no. This is not an idol. This is so our children can look at the memorial that we have set up and we can express to them our solidarity with those who are on the other side of Jordan where the ordinances and the worship is. This is not an idol. This is a memorial unto the God of our fathers, and that we are bone of your bones and flesh of your flesh. So it is important that the people of God from time to time construct memorials to remind them of the great blessings of God in the past, that we should be encouraged to the blessing of God in the future. Much more to say, but thus ends the reading of Genesis chapter 31.